and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a great show lined up of all sorts of bits and pieces. That opening tune that you're hearing now is one called Kentucky Romp. Romp in Kentucky, which is what the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did in 2008 when we went to the River of Music party in Owensboro, and that was great fun. So I wrote a tune to commemorate it, and that's a tune that you're hearing there. And it's a bass break going on now. Have a listen to that. Oh, no guitar. Just missed the bass break. We'll play it another time. So I'll start off by playing a group that's visited New Zealand a few times, the Sonoran Dogs, based in Arizona. Mark Miracle on mandolin and vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, Brian Davies bass and vocals, Tyler James on banjo, and they play some great music. And here's a tune called Rosewood from their album. It's just called The Sonoran Dogs.
Driving back streets, no moon above, looking for the one I love. Can we make it good like that old rosewood? Ten past midnight, I'm barely sane. Phone jumps up and yells my name. Dragging feet and smoke, clutching keys and hope. Pull me closer, it's getting colder. This chaos is killing me. Let's drive South Bay, start over. This life will be the death of me. The way. Hold me closer, it's getting colder. This chaos is killing me. Let's drive South Bay, start over. This life will be the death of me. Headed for the sun, skin looks warm and underdone. Dice are spinning round when they hit the ground.
Hold me closer, it's getting colder. This chaos is killing me. Let's drive South Bay, start over. This life will be the death of me. Hold me closer, it's getting colder. This chaos is killing me. Let's drive South Bay, start over. life will be the death of me.
Great song, beautifully recorded. I really like the music that the Sonoran Dogs play. Another favourite of mine is Dale Ann Bradley. In 2001, she did a lovely album called Cumberland River Dreams. And I'm going to play a song for you, Lonesome for the Mountains. Dale Ann Bradley's doing the lead vocals. Eddie Miller's doing mandolin and harmony vocal. Rob Ikes on dobro. Dan Tominski on guitar. Michael McLean on banjo and some harmony vocals. And Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Barry Bales on bass. That's a pretty good band to have playing for you. Lonesome for the Mountains, Dale Ann Bradley.
We could see the lights of town. Dad said life was hard down there. Oh, but I would not believe it. For those city lights were shining like a crown. And I'm lonesome for the mountains. They remind me of a time when the wind sang, if you'd listen, it would whisper through the pines. Mama's voice would echo as she would call us in. Maybe that's the reason I'm so lonesome for the mountains. First there was a factory job. Of a married girl, we were working overtime, for soon there'd be a baby. Ain't it funny how your life gets in a whirl? And I'm lonesome for the mountains. They remind me of a time when the wind sang, if you'd listen, it would whisper through the pines. Mama's voice would echo as she would call us in. Maybe that's the reason I'm so lonesome for the mountains. I've seen seasons come and go. My life keeps slipping by. A dollar down and one more bill to pay. Sing my share of dirty snow, and longing grows within me. Right now those mountains seem so far away. And I'm lonesome for the mountains. They remind me of a time when the wind sang, if you'd listen, it would whisper through the pines. Mama's voice would echo as she would call us in. Maybe that's the reason I'm so lonesome for the mountains. Mama said, if ever you get lonesome, just come on home, girl, to the mountains.
Some great bluegrass there from Dale Ann Bradley. I hope you enjoyed that. I have an album from Mike Scott, banjo player, and it's a tribute to Bill Monroe. The album's called Blue Moon of Kentucky. It's all instrumentals of Bill Monroe's tunes, and I've been lately messing around with the tune Road to Columbus, and I'm finding it to be a really good fun tune to play on banjo or on mandolin. Of course, I don't play fiddle. I try things out on my resonating guitar, but this Road to Columbus is a neat tune, and when I was looking for tracks to play, I thought, let's play it on the radio. And here's Mike Scott's version. He's got Aubrey Haney playing fiddle, and Ben Isaacs on bass, Mike Compton on mandolin, and Brian Sutton on guitar. That's a pretty good combination. And Mike's playing banjo. Here's Road to Columbus. Have to get working on it. They get stuff happening in there that I just don't get in my playing. Let's Road to Columbus, Mike Scott on banjo. Here's Dale Ann Bradley again with the song Piney Rose.
It's a simple life I have led, and I've lived here on this mountain every day of 9 years. This winter is the longest that old February sky is cold. And I labor to draw every breath, but I hope the Lord will hear me when I pray. Oh, please don't call me home until the summer, for in May this valley is a shining jewel, and I long to see the colors of my childhood. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom. ¶¶ flowers to be blooming, to comfort my poor family in their grief. Oh, please don't call me home until the summer, for in May this valley is a shining jewel, and I long to see the colors of my childhood. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom. Tennessee is a heaven here on earth, and I hope heaven looks like these mountains, or I'll be homesick for the land of my birth. Oh, please don't call me home until the summer, for in May this valley is a shining, colors of my childhood. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom. I'm waiting on the piney rose to bloom.
A real pretty song there from Dale Ann Bradley. She just has a way with songs, and I really enjoy seeing her sing. I've seen her sing a few times in visits to the USA and enjoyed it very much every time. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, and I'm delighted to say that we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. So if you are anywhere near Hamilton, New Zealand, call into Shearer's Music Works. They have very friendly staff and they'll be pleased to help you. They're all musicians. They know what you're talking about, and they will do their best to find out a solution to what you need for your music. They've got a big range of instruments from D-rings and Martins right down to entry-level instruments, accessories like strings and straps and cleaning cloths and capos and all that sort of thing. Go and see Shearer's. They've been supporting music in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a great job of it. And I'm delighted that they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass. Oh, some of the early music that I listened to was Don Reno and Red Smiley. Their albums from the 1950s and 60s were great. An unusual combination in some ways. Don Reno was a stunningly good instrumentalist on guitar or banjo. He didn't really mind which he played, but he got known as a banjo player in bluegrass and as a songwriter and as a tenor singer. He did a great job. He sang lead in some of the songs. Red Smiley played big guitar, lovely guitar sound, and had a wonderful lead voice. And together they made a magic duet and some wonderful songs on this album. I have, they did the song Love, Please Come Home, which has become a bluegrass classic. But here's a song called Never Get to Hold You in My Arms Anymore. And it's been a favorite of mine. Don Reno and Red Smiley.
Sometimes walk the floor, but I never
Darren Smiley, Don Reno, Red Smiley, and they were doing some wonderful music in that. Didn't Don Reno attack that banjo in all sorts of different styles? And they were a very popular band right through the 1950s and 60s. Another popular band that I really enjoy all the music from, the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and from their album Unleashed, I'm going to play you a song about a boll weevil. And the boll weevil is the terrible insect that destroys cotton crops right throughout the south of America, wherever cotton's grown. And it's in Mexico, it's also gone to South America, and it's a very devastating beetle. And there's been lots of songs. I know the first time I ever heard about it was way back in the 1960s, you know, when them cotton bolls get rotten, it'll pick very much cotton, you know, and cotton song and cotton field song. But this is a little bit different. The boll weevil's pretty serious stuff. And here are the Nashville Bluegrass Band to play it for you. And I'll just tell you who's singing lead on this one. Yes, it's Alan O'Brien singing lead on Boll Weevil.
Sleeping your brain red tonight. Oh, if I told the farmer you need no corn machine, I'll eat up all your cotton. I can't buy no gasoline.
From Auckland, New Zealand, and you're listening to my favourite radio show, Back Porch Bluegrass, hosted by Paul Trenwith.
Thanks very much, Karen. Here's the Sonoran Dogs with an old folk song called Fare Thee Well.
Hour of the moon. I'm bound for the Bay of Mexico, or maybe the coast of California. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind. Against me and the wind, she blows hard. The rain, it's turning into hell. But I still might strike it lucky on the highway going west while traveling on the happy trail. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't a leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind. I will tell you of the laughter and the troubles I've seen, be it somebody else's or mine. With my hands in my pockets and my coat collar high, I'll travel unnoticed and unknown. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind. I've heard tales of a town, and I might as well be bound. It's down around the Mexico way, where they say that the people are all friendly there, and all they ask of you is your name. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't a leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind.
The old folk song from the Sonoran Dogs. Lovely to hear them singing again. We did a house concert just outside of Hamilton with them, about 50 people in this great big lounge, and it was really nice. They were at their best, and a lot of fun to have staying and playing music for us. Thanks. Hi, guys. See ya. Really enjoy your music. I learned a lot of old-time music from the recordings of the New Lost City Ramblers that came out on Folkways in the 1960s in particular. And they sort of rather faithfully recreated a lot of the old-time music that was around. And that was where I sort of developed my enjoyment of old-time music. And they did all sorts of things, from the sort of noisy, sort of frailing banjo, loud, raucous songs to quite gentle songs with auto harp. And here's a classic song with mandolin guitar. It's the original New Lost City Ramblers were Mike Seeger and John Cohen and Tom Paley. Tom Paley was later on replaced by Tracy Schwartz. But here is Mike Seeger and Tom Paley doing the Munro Brothers version of Banks of the Ohio, just with mandolin guitar and two voices. Banks of the Ohio.
Watched her as she floated down. side where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio.
City Ramblers with the Banks of the Ohio. And as you can hear, Tom Paley was doing all those Charlie Munro guitar runs there with a almost like a walking bass there, and Mike was playing rather intense mandolin, just like Bill Munro used to do in those early days. So that's where we learned a lot of our old-time music. The New Lost City Ramblers were very influential. Talking about influential, two people that were very influential in the music scene in Australia were Ian Simpson and John Cain. And just taking some notes out of their album, Banjo Australis, Under the Milky Way. These two guys play with a real sense of humour. Their liner notes say, "We have played together on and off over a period of 30 years. These days, Ian Simpson lives in Perth and John Cain is in Sydney. So it's harder to actually sit down and play. But when we do, it's like pulling on a really comfortable old pair of shoes. Quick strum of that old open G chord and we're away." And that's exactly right. They really do have fun playing together. And they're going to kick off the album, and I'm going to play for you with the two banjo duet on the iconic Australian folk song Waltzing Matilda. John is playing the frailing or clawhammer style, and Ian plays a straight bluegrass style banjo. What better way to kick off an album of Australian banjo music? John Cain and Ian Simpson are real nice guys and good players. Ian and John were both an integral part of the very iconic band The Flying Emus, who've played some tracks on here. Not enough. I need to play some more from The Flying Emus. They were a great band throughout the 80s and 90s in Australia, doing much for bluegrass music. But here they are with Waltzing Matilda, John Cain and Ian Simpson. Thank you. Wasn't that great? Oh, John Cain, Ian Simpson, and Waltzing Matilda on two five-string banjos from the album Banjo Australis. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Treadwith, and I'm playing you music that I love to play and love to listen to. You might be listening on some of the access radio stations around New Zealand. This show is recorded at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, but gets played later in the week around various stations in New Zealand, maybe the Raglan community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM, Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. Big hi if you're in New Zealand listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And also on the radio, on the Access Radio stations in Canada, which is a delightful arrangement that New Zealand has with Canada. We exchange programs, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. Thank you very much for listening to New Zealand's take on bluegrass music and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. I think it's Friday afternoons that it comes on Bluegrass Planet Radio, and I really appreciate the fact that you tune in. And there's lots of people tune in on various podcast sources like Spotify, iHeartRadio, or maybe just downloading directly from the Access Radio network. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm glad you enjoy my take on music from down here in the bottom part of the Southern Hemisphere. We enjoy our music down here, and because we're relatively COVID-free, we've just had some music festivals. The Kiwigrass Festival was just a few weeks ago, where we had all local bands, and right now Hamilton is in the middle of having a garden festival in our iconic Hamilton Gardens, and I've been fortunate enough to play in a couple of those concerts, so there's lots of opportunity for live music around New Zealand these days. What are we going to hear, Paul? We're going to hear the infamous String Dusters. Isn't that a cool name for a band? And this is from the album Things That Fly of bound 2010. Travis Book on bass, Jesse Cobb on mandolin, Andy Falco on guitar, Jeremy Garrett on fiddle, Andy Hall on dobro, and Chris Pandolfi on banjo, and they do all sorts of good music. I'm going to play you a tune called It'll Be Alright from the infamous String Dusters.
Changing time. Take a train, catch a flight. Go ahead, it'll be alright. No one that you owe it to. You'll do what you want to do. Start the car and leave tonight. Go ahead, it'll be alright. Still be here, it'll be alright. City lights, watch the day turn in the night. You'll be feeling better by midnight. Winding road will make it right. Go ahead, it'll be alright. What is past is done. No use holding on, don't look back. That old house is gone, the ground it rested on. Turn back, it'll be all right. Mm-hmm. they come. Don't wait for something or someone. You hate to miss a chance at life. Go ahead, it'll be alright. Take a chance, it'll be alright.
Infamous String Dusters. And now here's the Sonoran Dogs with a Bela Fleck tune called Slipstream. Was a pretty fancy instrumental, wasn't it? That was the Sonoran Dogs with the Bela Fleck tune Slipstream, and far more complicated than I can get my head around. Believe me, I can only do simple stuff these days. Let's hear Curly Seckler sing. He was a very important part of the Flat and Scrug show throughout the 1950s, where he played mandolin and sometimes guitar and sang tenor to Lester, and they were a magic duet. And 1971, he recorded an album called Curly Seckler Sings Again, and he recorded it with the Shenandoah Cut-Ups, Billy Edwards on banjo, John Palmer on bass, Tater Tater on fiddle, and Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, and Curly did the vocals and the guitar. And here they are doing a gospel song, because it's time we had a gospel song on the program. It's called Sing, 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 Curly Seckler.
Sorrow, I've seen trouble and woe. When I get to glory, Lord, I'll see no more. For up there I know there'll be no more pain. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let the hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Some old-time bluegrass gospel there from Curly Seckler and the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. Getting near the end of the show now. I hope you've enjoyed it. There's some live music happening around Hamilton, Back Porch Bluegrass, on the fourth Sunday of the month. That's a jam session I host at the Waikato Bridge Club in Hamilton East, 2:30 Sunday afternoon. That's the fourth Sunday of the month. Morrinsville Country Music Club always has a concert on the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Centre in Morrinsville, and it's always a good concert. It'd be worth your while to go and see that if you possibly can. All sorts of music on. Support the local music whenever you get the chance, because those musicians are putting lots of time and energy into their music, and it's great for them to have an audience when they go out and play somewhere. So please support local music no matter where you are in the world. It's just great to have that support. Oh, we're going to finish up with a track from the Nashville Bluegrass Band, Unleash One More Dollar. It's a tune written by David Rawlings and Gillian Welsh, and the leads is sung by Pat Enright of the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and they sound like this. Thanks very much for listening. Tune in again next time.
I sent my wages to my home, said we'd soon be together, for the next good crop would pay my way. I'd be coming home forever. One more dime to show for my day, one more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach home, I rolled and it took my chances. One more dime to show for my day. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach